White, St. Helena, California, October 12, 1910. Elder J. E. White. My dear son Edson, we are having the first rain of the season. It began to fall yesterday and is coming down very gently. This morning, Doris came in early to tell me that last night Ella gave birth to a baby girl. It is a fine, plump child and weighs 8¼ pounds. Doris came in early to tell me so that my mind might be at rest. Both mother and child are doing well, so that this cause of anxiety is removed. Ella has an excellent nurse. I have written a letter to Sister Rumbo, of which I wish you to have a copy. I am very thankful for my eyesight. I do what I can to preserve it. I bathe my eyes regularly in water in which there is a little salt. Last night, I had a hard, serious time. My left side has troubled me for years, but recently, I have had relief until about 3 months ago. Since then, the pain in my heart has worried me somewhat. Last Sabbath, I spoke in the chapel at the sanitarium. The sanitarium church and the management of the institution have enlarged the chapel in order to accommodate the increasing number of those attending the services. As enlarged, the chapel will accommodate about 300. Last Sabbath, there was a good congregation. I spoke for about 45 minutes. My voice was strong enough to be heard by all in the building, and I could have spoken longer. But I knew that this would not be prudent. Dr. Rand was very much pleased that I was able to speak, and all seemed glad to hear me. I made this speaking at the sanitarium a test of my strength, for some of the brethren have been urging me to attend the Visalia camp meeting. But I realize that the Lord does not require me to do this. I am so grateful that my voice is still strong, and that if I am able to stand on my feet, I can speak. I am thankful, very thankful to my Heavenly Father, for his great mercy and loving kindness to me in my old age. I'm trying to complete some chapters on Old Testament history. I shall not feel at liberty to lay down my pen as long as my right hand is as steady as ever. I've not come to the point of folding my hands or closing my lips, and I shall not, as long as I have a voice that can be heard. I am testing my voice, and my hearers say that it is still clear and forcible. I thank the Lord that at my age, I can still speak clearly and distinctly. I attended the Berkeley camp meeting and spoke several times in the large tent. The Lord blesses me as I write on Bible subjects and as I speak to the people. Again and again, when oppressed by feebleness, I decide that I have spoken for the last time. But the time comes when I get up to speak again, and when on my feet, I can usually speak for an hour. I realize that angels of God are by my side, and my words are of an order to help our people. I hope that none of those who have been long in the work will think that because they are growing old, they are incapacitated for service. I hope that they will stand up to bear their message as long as they have the evidence that the Lord is helping them. Edson, encourage the men who have long borne burdens in our work. Even though in their old age their memory may fail somewhat, yet respect them, and the Lord will surely bless you. And let no aged worker, although he is old and gray, think that he is released from service. Let the work be carried on in simplicity. Surely we have the Lord on whom to depend. We are receiving some wonderfully encouraging letters, telling of the deepening and spread of the work, and of its influence on people of all nationalities and all classes. Our canvassers are having marked success. And why should they not? The heavenly angels are working with them. Hundreds of those who believe the truth will, if they keep their hearts humble, do a good work in the companionship of heavenly angels. God will use those who humble the heart before him and sanctify themselves in faith and humility, following the example of the great teacher and speaking words that will enlighten those not of our faith.
We are to work patiently and disinterestedly as the servants of the Lord, opening the scriptures to others. I feel intensely as I think of how our Savior worked when on this earth, traveling on foot from place to place, followed by great multitudes of people. How untiringly he labored. He allowed nothing to turn him from the work that he was given to do. He is our example. We are to obey his teachings. Are we following in his footsteps? It is God's plan to save men and women from the deeply laid plans of Satan and his army. Let us encourage all whom we can to carry forward the Lord's great work in the fulfillment of the plan of redemption.
The world is becoming ripe for destruction. We need now to put on the armor of Christ's righteousness and work as never before. We must wake up to a realization of the work to be done. We have no time to lose. I feel intensely over the thought of the unworked cities. I'm much encouraged by the letters I've recently received, which show that there is a waking up amongst our brethren. Letters from Elder Daniels and others speak in regard to the work that must be done. They are surprised as they see the interest shown in the truth by people of different nationalities. These people are calling for light. As they see the unworked cities, our brethren realize the greatness of the work to be done. Many who in the past ought to have been wide awake, giving heed to the messages sent, have been asleep. Our people are now to awake. If all will do their duty, we shall see the work of the Lord carried forward in earnest. May God help us, is my prayer. Your mother.